your filthy sewer?
All right, it is the Phil Henry Show. And I'm with my cohorts here.
And you have a lot you've got to say. I don't know that I want to be in the room.
Hello. I think a bomb's about to go off in here.
No, there's no bomb's going to go off.
Well, you're saying everything.
No, I'm not saying everything. I'm saying what I'm thinking, and this is what I'm thinking. You want to hear what I'm thinking?
Yeah, but Sam, I don't want everybody to hear what you're thinking.
All right. I mean, that's why you pay to come in the tent, right? That's why you pay to come into my tent. I got a tent. It says Phil.
Phil, you don't have to give us the whole back.
Margaret, why don't you let the man... This is what he does. Just let the man do the thing what he does.
Yes, sir.
All right, Margaret, take it easy, you know.
This take it easy phrase...
You're right. I should write that down and put a big X through it. That's what we used to do. We used to write anything we didn't want to say... We would write it down and then put a big X through it and put it right in front of us. So, for instance, I told you when we stopped doing time checks, I would put a big X over the clock.
What about your face?
I'm going to kick your ass. What about my face?
What does that mean, bud? He doesn't want to talk about his face or what?
What?
What does that mean? He doesn't want to talk about his face?
I don't want to get bogged down in this. All right, hold on. Testing. Okay. Sorry.
Phil, you should have all the technical bullshit figured out before you go... Excuse my language, but I figure that doing a web-only show is much like being in the military in barracks. Just as we're getting reveille going, you say what you need to say. You understand what I'm saying? Why is everyone staring at me?
No, nothing. We're being respectful, General, waiting for you to finish.
Oh, I see. You're stifling a yawn. How are you doing?
No, I'm not buying me a little bit.
All right, fuck it then.
Right, hold on, General, and let me say the thing that I wanted to say. This thing, this school stabbing thing, has pushed me right over the edge. You think it's probably, oh, Phil, he's going to talk about how he's just sick and tired of school violence. No, not at all.
Or do you like it?
Shut up, Margaret.
You don't tell me to shut...
Hey, take your hands off his throat.
I don't like it when he does that.
I understand. Don't do that, bud. All you're asking for is for someone to kick your ass. Is that what you want?
Well,
is that what you want?
No.
You probably think, well, this school stabbing thing's pushed Phil. It's got all of us on edge, Phil. Why, yes, I... No. Bullshit. Excuse my French, but this is a time when this language is necessitated. I'm very, very sick and tired, and I'm about ready to go ballistic myself on all of these motherfuckers on TV, on radio, and everywhere else, and probably a bunch of you guys, too, asking who's to blame. Who's to blame? Who did it? Why did they do it? Where did it start? Where did the kid wind up? Where did he begin? What was he doing in the middle? Why a knife and not a gun? Why a gun and not a knife? What's wrong with his brain? What's wrong with his dick? What's wrong with his life? What's wrong with his mother? What's wrong with his father? What's wrong with his school? Fuck all of that. Do you understand? This is the most worthless exercise that we've been engaged in, possibly since the advent of spiritualism in the 20s when everybody was jerking off over seances, okay?
My grandmother was one of those...
Oh, Margaret, don't take it personally.
I'm sorry if your grandmother was one of those people, all right?
My grandmother was a spiritualist. She had a great racket, not a racket. I didn't say racket, excuse me.
Yeah, you did. You said, oh, wow, she is faking everybody out with a crystal ball and everything like that.
Shut up. Yeah, well, I'm sorry, Margaret. I mean, the biggest, and yes, I indict the news, but I'm not even going to blame the news. I'm tired of blaming. Blame. Here's what's to blame here. Here's what's to blame there. Well, look at this kid, and look at this. And it must be violence. It must not be violence. Maybe it's his mom. Maybe it's his dad. Maybe it's the fact that the kid wasn't loved. Maybe he's loved too much. Maybe he had a knife and he should have had a gun. You know, we keep going around and around and around with the same bullshit every goddamn time something like this happens. Just cure the problem. Fix the problem. You understand?
Well, you can't cure the problem. Can't get that with
bullshit. Bullshit. We know enough today about the human mind to... to sit down with every goddamn kid we've got in America. Every single kid. If we can get every kid's DNA and ship it off to the FBI every time the kid tortures a dog or sets a fire or shits in his bed, then we can figure out with our children. We inoculate them, don't we? We immunize them, don't we? We've got a medical plan for the kids of this country up to a certain point. Of course, we can't even get their asses insured without causing some motherfucking redneck Yankee back in Maine or New Hampshire. This guy, Scott Brown, is he running for Congress again?
Phil, I don't know if you're really getting through here.
Will you just let me, isn't that guy?
He is, Phil. This guy Brown is going at it again now. Not from Massachusetts. What is that?
Oh, Massachusetts.
Oh, my God, it's Massachusetts.
All right, Massachusetts. Sue me, Jesus. No, he's running from New Hampshire.
Yeah, well, good for you, Senator Brown, because I'm sure you're going to help us all out by telling us that the whole thing can be cured if we get rid of Obama and socialism. If we just take care of ourselves, by God, this world is going to be great. Too much fucking government. Not enough just regular old common sense. I tell you right now, if we left it up to the fucking common sense of the American people today, we'd be dead in a generation. Every last one of us would be fucking dead. Dead.
So that's what you think of the people.
What I'm telling you right now is we are so fucking confused, we don't know whether we're coming or going. And we shouldn't be, because we got more information today than ever before. We have more information today, not only about the human mind, but about the pharmacology that can treat it. And if you're saying, well, you're saying this can be treated with a pill then, Phil, I'm telling you that the answer lies in the medical and the psychopharmacological field. Yes, that's what I'm telling you. Yes, the answer lies as it has for centuries, and we've been fucking around with it, with psychoanalysis, which is helpful in some instances, but not in an instance like this. There's no psychoanalysis you're going to lay on this kid to try to figure, oh, shit, well, that's the problem. No wonder I was running around with knives trying to hack everybody up in a little small bite-sized nuggets. It had to do with my mother pulling me off the nipple too soon. Bullshit. And if I hear one more talking head motherfucker on CNN or I know I've been ripping CNN lately because that's what I've been watching, because they've been covering the Flight 370, because Fox, in a fit of ego, Fox has decided, well, they won't cover that because they're not going to exploit anything. No, Fox doesn't exploit anything. Fox is fair and balanced, as you know. Fox is fair and balanced so long as you got nothing good to say about anything having to do with anything slightly to the left of far right. Then those motherfuckers are as fair and balanced as can be. Those fucking punk faces over on Fox are just as guilty as the rest of those motherfuckers on CNN when it comes to what is the vast misinformation and misinforming of the American people. Okay? Now, what are we looking at here?
That guy dropping a thing.
They are dropping. By the way, Phil, I think this language.
Just never mind, Margaret. You know, I'm a little bit untethered this morning. I apologize, but this is the way it's going to be. What is it?
It is. They're dropping the Sona Boy. The Sona Boy. Now, do you know what this is?
That's the.
It's a ping detector.
Yes, I'll take it, General. It's a ping detector.
It was made by Teledyne.
I've got it. It was made by Teledyne. The,
And it detects the pings.
Yes, and it detects the pings. Now,
You just let them say it then, Margaret. You're repeating everything they're saying.
Well, I wrote it down and they all looked over my shoulder. Never mind.
Oh, that's it. I'm copying my notes in school. What do I look like? Some kind of a stumble bum? You think I've got on the little knickers with an apple and I'm going to teach her, and I got on the mortarboard with the little thing hanging down and my fly's undone, hoping the teacher will see that and hustle me into the bathroom, and she gives me...
What did he just say?
Hey, General, is that a fantasy of yours?
I beg your pardon?
Was that a fantasy? Hey, here's this kid now. There he is. They've got him at a... What is he wearing? He's wearing his shirt, you know. Is that, it looked like a hospital gown. This kid is dressed in a hospital gown. It's probably what he wore to school, but...
Maybe he figured out that he's going to the hospital later on.
Yeah, I got that right. Now, what is this? Obama marks Civil Rights Act 50th... Okay. You know, we gotta start solving these problems, people. We are not going to get anywhere. with the whole blame thing, man. It's just, it's over, man. Stop this stuff. You know, this is the blame. That's the blame. Son's blame. This to blame. This blame. Go ahead. I don't give a flying fuck. You know what's going to happen? Here's what's going to happen. Keep on blaming and think that it's ever so wonderful and you're winning the fight. You're not going to win the fucking fight. You're not going to win. Your side ain't going to win. All you're going to do is piss off the other side until they get strong again and they come back and they attack. You think that life is a constant battle between two stupid cunts? No, it is not. Life may be a battle. Life may be a struggle between one indicated course of action and another, but it is not forevermore a battle between who is more fucked up. That's not what life's about. And that's what we got in America right now. Who can be more fucked up? You can have a battle between a better course of action. What is the more indicated way to do things? What's a better way to treat our kids? Tell me, but if you want to do this, which is, here's what's wrong, they are. You know, I got to tell you something. It's not. I'm not a liberal. I love the simple-minded motherfucking conservatives will say that I'm a liberal. I don't give a shit, you know? People are going to get upset with me. They're going to get upset with me. But I'm just going to tell you. They'll say that I'm some kind of a liberal. Why? Because I voted for Obama. They never take into consideration that I was like one of the most rabid anti-terror and still am guys in the world, man. And I still sing the praises of George Bush for how he reacted after 9/11. All these Monday morning quarterback motherfuckers have not convinced me of anything. I don't give a fuck. Christ almighty. And I'll tell you something. If you want the stupidest motherfuckers when it comes to the last 10 years in America, follow some of the people that I follow on Twitter. Jesus H. Christ. I follow comics, actors, other performers, because I like laughing. I love to laugh. But Jesus, when these people weigh in on politics, you've walked into the land of dumbass. It's welcome to the land of dumbass. Here's the border station. Where's your passport? I'm coming in on a visa. No, you're a citizen, Mr. Inner. Okay, fuck it. I thought I could fake my way in. Bang. So, you know, and all it is just, you know, well, here's what's wrong, this motherfucker, and that motherfucker, and this motherfucker, and that mother, and this is wrong, and that's wrong, he's wrong, he's right, he's wrong, he's right. And meanwhile, this stuff's going to keep on, these kids are going to keep butchering each other alive, they're going to keep killing each other, shooting each other, blowing each other's brains out, blowing their teachers' heads off, stabbing their, they're going to keep on doing this shit until we quit chasing our goddamn tails on this thing and quit trying to, who's to blame? Where are the guns? Where aren't the guns? Why don't we have more guns? Now, of course, you have a stabbing. Well, shit, you know, I understand that's probably an aberration. It's really all about the fucking guns. If we just get the guns under control, and I know that nobody died. You're right, no one died. So I much prefer, don't you? I much prefer a kid running amok in a school with blades and hacking kids up so that they're on ventilators. That's fantastic! That's way better than dead kids. Some stupid, silly motherfucker's going to say that to me today, or they're going to say it tomorrow. They're going to say it somewhere down the road. Oh, it's way better than dead kids. Is it really? Did you just win a war here? Did you win a victory here because a kid used a knife instead of a gun, and there's kids on ventilators, and their minds are destroyed for the rest of their lives unless somebody gives a shit and sits down and talks to them about the stuff that just happened? About why this happened in their lives, in the midst of them being young and being free and being groovy and being green and having the greenery and the really good bud. Now, some little twerpy-ass-looking motherfucker, this kid, this whatever.
Well, Phil, he is a boy, so you shouldn't speak of him that way.
Oh, Margaret, are you kidding me? Are you trying to yank it and not crank it? You know,
what does that mean?
What I'm saying is...
No, what does not yank it and not crank it? Are you talking about a hand job?
Why, will you wait a minute? Will you wait a minute?
Got it! I can't believe what I just heard.
You can't believe what you just heard? I'm taking a walk. Save me.
I know, from a homicide charge.
That's right.
What does that mean? She wants to come after me?
Holy Christ!
Get some water, will you please, General? We have to break. Do we have to break?
Yeah, man, you gotta break. Well, you're all right, but, you know, you're all right, but you're also kind of messed up.
I'm all right, but I'm messed up.
Yeah, I mean, you got like a minute.
Okay, well, then I will take that to mean I'm not all right, which I know that for a fact. We'll be right back here, here in the world of Phil Henry. Yes, it is the world of Phil Henry. It is the world famous Phil Henry Show, and it is, you know, it's TuneIn and mobile, and it's Listen Live and mobile. So if you have your TuneIn app, get your TuneIn, get your shit together, okay? Sorry. Just get your TuneIn app, listen to us mobile, get your Listen Live at philhenryshow.com, and rock and roll. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Marquez Buttery, this is Margaret Gray, and I just got off the phone with Maria Marquez. She is the new owner since her husband passed on, and we do certainly pass our condolences on to Maria. Her husband died late last week. He was kicked by a cow, if you can believe it. He was trying to milk a cow.
Well, it was in the creamery.
It was in the creamery. Anyway, the Marquez Buttery is open for business. Maria Marquez is now the sole owner. They are going to, I believe, stop their efforts at going public. So Maria is now the sole stockholder. I don't know. The Marquez Buttery. Buy all of your dairy at Marquez Buttery.
Yes, and our condolences again to old man Marquez. Oh, I'm not supposed to talk about it?
It's the Phil Henry Show. If you're listening to it, it's the Phil Henry Show.
What does that mean, man? If you listen, obviously they listen to it.
Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Welcome back. That's not what I wanted to hear. I wanted to hear that Volbeat song, man.
You heard the Volbeat song. Oh, God.
Yeah, Phil, you already heard that Volbeat song 86 times. You want to hear it again?
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I didn't know. I got a couple of favorites this week. All right, we do have our brother Art Griego who will be hanging with us in the midst of all this bullshit, you know, this. And I'm telling you right now, this stabbing story, the more these motherfuckers talk about it, the more bullshit it becomes. Right now, there they are.
Now let's talk to Dr. So-and-so and let's find out why this shit happens.
Well, let me tell you, they keep on talking about this stuff and they never do a goddamn thing about it. Who is this?
Oh, this is Ashley Banfield. You know, I'm a big fan of Ashley Banfield, but I'm also not a fan of hers. Now, if you...
Margaret, do you mind? We don't want to really have a fashion report.
Whatever, Jesus.
What were you going to say, Margaret?
I was going to say she's very hard-looking. I don't like the glasses.
What has this got to do with what we're saying?
Phil, don't go into a panic.
Yeah, you don't feel what you're doing. You go, what has this got to do?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Just kind of chill out. Except for, you're going to have to just accept it.
Phil, you have to live in this world. Live in it, son. Live in it.
Well, right now they got Joey Jackson, the legal analyst. Well, that's what we need, man. We need the legal analyst to figure this shit out. That's the last goddamn thing we need. We don't need some fucking legal analyst. We don't need a guy who's going to tell us the legal aspects of this. This is not what's important. And the other thing, I'll tell you right, you know, we don't even need anybody talking about it, so fuck it. I'm tired of being angry about this stuff. We just,
Phil, I don't think it's your strong suit when you start flipping your lid. You flip your lid, and everyone runs for cover. You've got to find out, weren't you just saying at the beginning of the program that you have to speak the language of people? And the way to do that is to calm the fuck down. Excuse me. Is to calm down, and I don't know.
Yeah, you're messing up, too, because your voice squeaked up.
You did go squeak.
So I went squeak. What the fuck?
I don't know. Like I said, if you don't go to my doctor...
I went to your GD doctor. He's going to tell me that I probably have to have some kind of speech therapy. Go ahead and laugh. I don't care.
Sorry. No, man, you know, if you're going to talk about this, let's talk about this in terms of where we're going. I'm sick and tired of hearing these people. Well, obviously, the knife was 8 to 10 inches. Well, doesn't that help you out? If that was the size of his dick, excuse me for saying this because he is an underage minor, but it might be probably, I don't know, it probably wouldn't have anything to do with anything. Haven't they figured that out? Hey, the violence that is perpetrated on campuses and elsewhere, have they taken into consideration dick size yet? I don't think so.
Well, that was... You're talking about minor children, Phil. Dick size? Oh, my...
Well, you know, Phil, that's stepping over the bounds a little bit.
Oh, yeah, okay. But these guys are talking about all their bullshit. Don't tell me. I'm telling you right now, if they're going to waste a whole lot of time with this, they might as well start talking about things they haven't even considered, because they're going over the same ground over and over and over again. They're not making anything better, so don't even give me your bullshit about that. They're not making anything better. Whatever is happening out there that is making life better for you and for me is not as the result of somebody watching CN Ding Dang N or the Fox News people. Those people at Fox, God almighty, everything that I've said about CNN, I could double down on for Fox. You talk about people that would rather watch you and I burn alive than sacrifice their self-image as the fair and balanced, solemn, on-high twats of TV news. They'd rather see you and I go down for the count than for them to give up their, you know, their self-anointed position in the world, which is just the truth, man. I've never seen people that are more full of shit in my life. I never thought I'd find anybody more full of shit than CNN, but I found him, Fox. And that guy, Bill O'Reilly, I talk to people who are arch-conservatives that can't stand that motherfucker. I mean, they cannot stand that guy. You want to know why? Because it's like Limbaugh said. Limbaugh said this. That guy is Ted what the fuck. Who is the guy?
What guy are you talking about? The guy from Mary Tyler Moore?
Yeah, that guy.
Oh, yeah, Ted...
I think it was Ted Williams.
Yeah, Ted Williams.
Ted Williams, huh?
Not Ted Williams, you clowns.
Ted Williams was a baseball player.
No, he wasn't with that guy. He's a homeless guy.
The homeless guy. He was the homeless guy, but he's also baseball. Ted Knight.
Ted Knight. That was the actor, right? I don't know if the character or the actor, but... That's what he comes off, like that pompous jackball on the Mary Tyler Moore show. And then he has the temerity to attack the competitor, CNN, saying that they're exploiting this Malaysia Air 370 story. And you want to know why he's saying that? Not because he really feels that. Ted, I don't know if Bill O'Reilly has spoken one word of truth since he's been on that fucking show of his. I'm telling you the truth. I don't think that guy has ever spoken any truth at all. I think everything that he says is motivated by, you know, a self-aggrandizement, putting down the competition. I think Bill O'Reilly would become a devil worshiper. I think he would be singing the praises of Satan if it could somehow redound positively for Fox News and his own ass, in the words of my main man, Clint Eastwood.
What are you laughing about?
Oh, he laughs at that scene. The sooner you get out of the car, the better it'll be for your ass. Is that the one?
Yeah, it's from Thunderbolt and Lightfoot. But, Thunderbolt and Lightfoot. It was a great movie. Watch it. Watch it repeatedly. Watch it over and over again. Don't ever stop watching it. It'll be the only movie you ever need. Thunderbolt and Lightfoot. Watch it.
It was a good... It was Michael Cimino was the director. Jeff Bridges. Gordon Lightfoot.
Gordon Lightfoot?
No, it was Gordon Lightfoot and Thunderbolt.
No, it wasn't. It was Thunderbolt and Lightfoot. Gordon Lightfoot got nothing... Lightfoot, Thunderbolt and Lightfoot.
Well, who's Gordon Lightfoot?
It was a movie, not him. He's a singer. So you see what I'm saying? So,
No, I don't see what you're saying. What's so great about that movie?
It was a great movie. Get out of here. It was a great movie. It's a movie that should be watched repeatedly because it's so goddamn good. All right. I'm out of breath, man. You know, I'm just out of breath. I don't even have time now. We're going to have to get into the Malaysia Air thing in a second.
Well, why don't you wrap up with this, as you like to call it, bullshit having to do with the...
Yeah, the daughter.
Excuse me, I'll finish my own... A lot of people have been butting in this morning on me. I want to make very clear that I'm going to finish my thoughts.
Well, Margaret, a lot of people told me that I... just said that I have me to shut up.
Well, that's because you're... Listen to yourself, General. You're babbling on... Like some poor babbling fool standing outside of a restaurant talking to an imaginary person, holding a shopping bag, wearing a filthy scarf, and it's July. There, does that paint the picture?
No, it does not. I don't know what... Never mind. You know, I'm stepping far away from you, lady.
Oh, I see. I'm the one that's nuts.
All right, okay, are we done? Because I think you guys got that one pretty well... mapped out. All right, so Ashley Banfield, is this a new... the Dow is down 130 points. You want to know why? Because everybody on Wall Street's just depressed over how dumbass everyone is. They're just, oh, jeez. You know, is this what we got to deal with, man? They showed up on Wall Street today. They took one long look at the business community. They looked at the American people. They looked at all the bullshit that's happening. They looked at that dumb, that goddamn Putin. Let me tell you something else, as long as we're on the topic of what's wrong and what's right, okay? I ain't saying Putin's to blame, but I'm going to tell you this. Here's the problem. Russia and the West better get it together. The European powers need to give respect to Russia. I'm not saying anybody's wrong. I'm not saying that at all. I'm not saying anyone is... the Russians are a very unusual people. They've got centuries of a czar running their lives over. You understand?
What's that? What do you mean by a czar?
Well, you know, like a drug czar, only the leader of... Excuse me, I just... God damn, I've got phlegm in my nose. Have you got a... can I blow my nose on your purse there?
Don't touch my...
Sorry. Well, you take it, Phil. I got to go blow my nose.
All right. Yeah, the Russians,
Oh, Christ, that felt better.
All right. The Russians come from centuries of... Oh, Jesus, General.
Where do I throw that?
Put it in a garbage.
What is that, a bounty towel?
Yeah. Just, okay.
The Russians come from centuries of having their lives run by one guy. They come from centuries of having their religious lives run by one guy, the head of the Russian Orthodox Church, the czar of the country, the father, the little father, as they called him. That's what they called the czar, the little father. He knows what's best. The father will know. It's a big goddamn country, man. It's huge. And even though it's pared down in size since the end of the so-called USSR, when it was a federation of Soviet Socialist Republics, and is now simply the Russian Federation, which is Russia and about three or four other little chicken shit countries that I guess the Russians think are really cool, that's fine. You know, have whatever you want, man. I don't care. It's their country. Now, here's the whole trip with Ukraine. Russia has, for centuries, looked to the West as a threat. Not as a friend, as a threat. They're always coming over here and trying to tell us what to do. Now, here's, the historical facts are that the Roman Empire was laid to waste by a lot of different tribes of people, some of which came from the Asian steppes. But be that as it may... You know, I'm not one who subscribes to the theory of the yellow Mongol horde taking over our sweet Christian asses, you know.
Are you going to be done soon? Because now you're starting about anal rape.
I'm not saying anything like... Good Lord.
Yeah, we've got to take a break, though, Phil.
Oh, well, okay, excuse me.
No, I want to hear that, but we've got to take a break.
Well, I'm just going to say this. The Russians have got this suspicion that they will be somehow they will be cut out of the fat of the land by Europe. They don't trust the Germans as far as they can throw them. Everybody knows that, and they never will. And now it's NATO. Now it's the whole damn European bloc that the Russians see and look on with great suspicion. And before we start talking about them being paranoid, how the hell do you think we feel about Russia? We ain't exactly any different. We think they're a bunch of weird asses, too, starting with their whole Bolshevik bullshit, which, you know, we have our opinions. And now we see Putin, and they're comparing him to Stalin. I'll tell you this much, though. The Hitler comparison ain't bad. Putin, with all the horseshit that he's trying to shovel about the Ukraine, with these voter, you know, with this referendum, And not just with the referendum, but with the ethnic aspect to this, saying, well, we have to protect the Russian minority. Man, that's right out of Hitler's playbook. That's exactly what he did. The guy from the Ukraine, the minister from the Ukraine, who pointed this out and was reproved and was censored by the Russian minister, that guy was absolutely right. This is right out of Hitler's playbook. It's make up some ethnic excuse Have a referendum. Make sure that you jack with the results. Make sure it's as dishonest as ever. If the other side decides to have the referendum, make sure that you say that theirs is dishonest. And then when the time is right, say, well, we can't take this anymore. It's intolerable the way the Russians are being treated in the Ukraine. We must move in with troops. Bang, there they go. Now, John Kerry, to his credit, is calling them out on this now. And that's exactly what he should do. He's saying, listen, we've seen this game before. You're not bullshitting anybody. Here's how it ends up. We've heard this bullshit before. And so, you know...
Yeah, okay, we need to break.
All right, we'll break. God.
Well, Phil, don't get all bent out of shape. We have to break. It's a part of the process. Excuse me.
Yes, go ahead.
Never mind. I'm Margaret Gray. Hopefully, it used to be when I said that people would shut their holes, but you're going to keep talking? So now you're not going to keep talking. God almighty. God damn. Are you trying to make me...
No, well, I'll say this. Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. Coming back with the pinging and the panging and that whole May Pang thing, bud. Woo! Ah, just a thought. Well, we'll be back with more here in just
a moment.
Can't you see I'm easily...
This is General Galen Shaw reminding you you're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Get yourself a backstage pass. Now, what he means by that is a backstage pass to his website. He's not talking about you taking advantage of your friend there, be he male or female, and for you to get a pass to the back door. We're talking more... Excuse me.
Yeah, I'll do it, General.
You take it. Go ahead, Dickman.
Well, my name is Dickman, not Bickman.
Take it, for Christ.
Yeah, get a backstage pass at philhendryshow.com. Millions and billions of hours of audio.
Thank you, Pantera. All right. So welcome back here, folks. Another set of pings. That's my understanding. That's what I believe I have heard people say. That's what I believe I have heard people herald to the highest hills. What I've heard people singing from the rooftops. Another ping. To tell us more about that, a guy that we have been relying on quite liberally. And a guy that we do respect immensely, even though we have had kind of a rough time of it from time to time, and that is Art Griego. He is with us at the Santa Monica Airport. And I say that, Art, because I know some things came out in the paper yesterday, or actually this morning, having to do with hurt feelings.
Well, you know, I some people had said to me that you guys were bad-mouthing me.
You know, Art, I will put that on myself, Art. It wasn't Phil. It wasn't anyone else. It was me. I said you were a stumble bum mumbling. You saw that.
Well, you know, it was in the paper. You used the line from Goodfellas about...
Yeah, I said you're a stumbling, muttering prick, is what I said, and I apologize. I have no excuse. I mean, I could tell you why I said it.
I would like to know.
Well, because you stumbled and muttered around with your wife.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. Why are you saying that?
You just asked. You just said you wanted to know.
Yes, didn't you say you wanted to know?
I want to know what. I can read. It's in the newspaper. You said to me that I'm a stumbling, muttering prick, and I just want to know why.
Yes, I the reason why I said that was because your wife and you, you were getting the grocery list mixed up.
Well, here you go again. You're essentially calling me the same thing.
Hey, hold on for a minute here, Art. You're asking the guy why, and then when he tries to tell you why...
Yes, you're not giving him a chance to explain.
You're not giving me a chance to explain is all.
All right, go ahead and explain. I'm sorry.
All right, I'll say it again.
Well, if you're going to say the same thing, then you're going back on... You're going to keep calling me a stumbling, muttering prick. And...
Let's just let it suffice. He apologized. I know that he's sincere. And we respect you, Art, and you're multitasking there. Let's just move on, okay?
All right, it's fine with me. I at some point, though, maybe we could sit down and have a cup of coffee or something, General, and you can tell me why you know, maybe you're having a tough time doing it here.
Wait, I'm not having a tough time. You keep telling me that I'm calling you a stumbling, muttering prick.
Well, you did in the paper.
Yes, and I'm explaining why I said that.
All right, why?
Jesus.
Will you two clowns please put your big noses away and your big shoes away, get back into your little car and drive it into a wall, and hopefully it's just loaded with fuel. I'm sick of it.
Margaret?
No, I'm sick of it.
All right, so you guys done?
Phil, I didn't do anything wrong. I was trying to find out.
No, you're trying to find out why he's calling you a stumbling, muttering prick, and then when he tries to explain it to you, and now you got Margaret hoping that you guys put your clown shoes away.
Go ahead and laugh, Phil, but the image of me burning alive in a smart car, shit.
Can't you see the smart cars, Mr. Griego?
Who are you calling Griego? My name is Griego.
Sorry, did you see about a smart car?
Did I see about a smart car? Do I look like that kind of a fairy that I drive one of those?
No, he's talking about people were tipping them over. I think in New York or San Francisco or something.
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
Yeah, tipping them over in New York or San Francisco or something.
Yeah, okay, Phil Jr.
All right, okay, enough of the smart ass. Let's get to the story here. So what happened overnight?
All right, what happened overnight with the search for a Malaysia 370, Phil? That Australian P3 Orion has picked up a signal in the same area where the Australian vessel detected audio pings earlier this week. Now, the signal would require further analysis, but could have been from a man-made source, according to people close to the investigation.
All right, now this is from a plane.
Absolutely. This has to be, I want everybody to know, because a lot of people are following this story, and that's the same way that Phil is, I'm not saying you're getting your kicks, Phil, but there's 239 people that are dead, and it seems like you're getting your laughs. You know what I mean?
No, I don't. What are you talking about, man?
Boy, you better have a good reason for saying that, Griego.
My name is Griego, not Griego. Where did I all of a sudden become Art Griego?
No, hold on for a minute. What do you mean, getting my kicks?
I'm just saying, most people know that this story's being overreported. I just saw Bill O'Reilly say that. And yet you are...
Hey, well, hold on for just a sec. Who cares what Bill O'Reilly said? Who cares what Bill O'Reilly said? It's a compelling story. I'm not going to fight this fight all over again and tell people why this is an important story. I'm not going to do it. We've already talked about it over and over and over again.
All right, but Bill O'Reilly...
Fuck Bill O'Reilly!
Phil, come on.
Oh, wow, Henry. I mean, you're really out of control this morning.
I'm getting tired of all of you people doing what I don't want you to do. I'm asking you about a story, and you're telling me, Philly gets his laughs. Who asked you to editorialize on this?
Fuck you.
Oh, man.
Well, Phil, you're begging for it today. You're just asking for it. You're giving everyone the green light to abuse, to confuse, to bruise, to...
We get the idea.
Excuse me, I'm not done yet, bud. Otherwise, I'll be all over you like a bad stink. All right, and don't say I am a bad stink. Otherwise, I'll be back on top of you, not only as a bad stink, but as white on rice. All right?
Yeah, well, that'll probably still stink bad, too.
Your hand's off his throat.
One of these days, Henry won't be around to stop me. Just remember that. You go to sleep tonight thinking of that. One of these days, Henry... I can't breathe. Get me some water.
Well, you want oxygen?
No, I can't breathe, but I want water. Maybe I'm a fish.
Well?
Don't you make a crack about my...
Where are you guys going?
I'm going to follow him outside. Make sure...
She's following Mr. Henry. She's probably going to hurt me.
Don't touch him.
What are you talking... What does that mean, don't... I wouldn't put my hands on that if it was gold-plated.
Okay, so I got Art hanging up on me.
You've got Art Griego hanging up on you. You've got those two in another fight. You're all out of control, Phil. You're running around. You started this morning with your whole bad attitude.
And the whole thing has started to leak down to this other guy, see?
Man, if you don't get your throat fixed, you know...
I'm doing the best I can.
I'm going to the doctor, and he has me doing speech therapy.
Yeah, go ahead and go do speech therapy, Mr. Henry. About the kind that you had?
Speech therapy? Now, that's good. That's good. Surgery is not indicated. Did he say you have vocal nodules?
Well, I told him I've got vocal nodules. He tried to put that thing down my throat, and I said, friend, don't even think about that. You're not putting anything in my throat. And he said, okay, what's your pleasure? And I said, what's that mean? I said, what's your pleasure? How about if I take that and put it up your ass? So he threw me out.
My doctor?
Yes.
Well, then where did you go to find out about vocal nodules?
I went to another doctor. My wife, Patsy, had...
All right, I mean, thanks a lot, man. I haven't even heard from my doctor.
Well, I don't think you will hear from him, because he was going on vacation. All I know is I saw a sombrero, and I saw some travel literature, and some sandals. They were sitting out there in the outer office, and I said, going somewhere? He said, as far away from you as I can get. What are you laughing at?
Can I be clear about something?
Yes, yes, yes. Go and be clear about something. What do you need now, Henry?
I want to know.
Dad, is there any, you went... It sounded like you had something down your throat and everything.
Shut up, man. Hey, bud, you don't have to worry about Margaret. I'll be the guy. General, I want to ask you a question. You went to see my doctor.
Yes, you're the ear, nose, throat, mouth, whatever the hell that guy was.
Ear, nose, and throat guy, yeah. And he was going to put a scope, which is what they do. You know, they put a scope in your mouth.
Well, they don't do it to me, all right?
Okay, fine. So you wouldn't let him do that. And then you said you were going to take that same scope and stick it up his ass.
That's right.
And then he you noticed that he had bags for Mexico?
Yeah, I noticed that he had a sombrero, some sandals, what looked like a ukulele, and a couple of overnight bags. And I said, are you going somewhere? And he said, as far away from you. And I said, all kidding aside, where are you going? He said, three guesses. The first two don't count. I said, Mexico. He said, bingo, give the man a cigar. I said, I'll bet you want to put that down my throat. He said, at this point, yes, I would. And it went on like that.
I can't believe it, man. So he's gone on vacation.
Yes, he's gone for a couple of weeks.
All right, I wonder what would happen. Oh, I guess he's referring his calls to somebody else.
Phil, you know what? Why don't you call the office and they'll give you all the information. What do I look like? All of a sudden, somebody at a bucket center answering phones? Holy
I'm not trying to offend you. I'm just trying to figure out what happened. So you went to another doctor.
I went to Patsy's recommendation the gynecologist gave us, and I went to him.
Oh, so you went to an ear, nose, and throat guy?
No, my understanding is he was a gynecologist.
Okay. If you're kidding...
Yes, it was ear, nose, and throat. Jesus, what do I look like to you? Do I look like the same kind of stumble bum that Grego is?
I don't think so. Let me tell you what, friend. I've come a long way down the road.
Well,
don't give me that look on your face either.
Yeah, I'm going to keep giving you the look on the face until you get that throat fixed. God. All right, thank you very much, General. You're a peach, man. You are a peach and a half, brother. You really are, and that's interesting news.
What are you thanking me for? Because I went and almost shoved that tube up your doctor's ass? You thanking me for that?
No, it's just that you killed all that good time between the moment that Art Grego hung the hung the phone up on us and now. So I'll do it. I can do this, you know.
Yeah, you don't do it, Mr. Henry. You're way better at it than Art Grego is.
Don't call him Grego, okay? Are you...
Yes, I'm back. I went out, I washed my hands, I smoked a white owl. Does my breath smell like it?
Yes, it does, Margaret.
Yeah, good, good. Okay, just so you'll notice that usually I have sweet-smelling breath, but everyone around here thinks that their you-know-what doesn't stink. Well, let me tell you what, mine doesn't.
Well, at least you're not claiming like Bobby Dooley that it smells like lilacs.
Well, I don't know what's wrong with her husband and her son. Her husband and sons must have brain tumors, all four of them, because for the four of them to claim that Bobby, their mother and wife, goes and defecates and it smells like a spring day, I think they are lying or they have brain tumors. Either one or the other, not both. I think it's a Charles Whitman thing. I think when they finally do get a rifle and kill...
The flight of fancy here is starting to scare me.
Yeah, well, you talk about a guy going to go kill.
I'm saying that this guy, what's his name? Steve Dooley. I think that once the brain tumor is discovered, that's all I'm saying.
I think that Mr. Dooley may have an opinion on that. And no, I don't want you to call him, okay, bud? We've got enough sidetracking going on in this show. When we come back, I'll continue with the Malaysia Air thing. There's other stuff to talk about. And we have other people that we want to get on the air. We are always having to push people off. We have Dave Castorini, Reverend Dave Castorini. We haven't had him on the show since we've been on the morning show. He's going to be talking about the federal court considering the Utah ban on marriage. Jay Santos on a North Carolina kidnapping victim who was targeted because his daughter works as a prosecutor. This is a very interesting story. This is a story I don't know that I want to talk about, but a little boy, it just pisses me off when some cat is responsible for some vicious, you know, violent thing, and then he runs. You know, he's hiding. Apparently, a little child was killed in a daycare crash, if you saw that, Margaret.
I did, and that's horrible. Apparently, the car that crashed into the daycare center was forced off the road by some other individual.
Yeah, and they've named the guy. And this happened in Orlando, Florida, in Orange County, I should say, in Winter Park, which is a large suburb of Orlando. And the guy that allegedly ran the other car off the road is a man by the name of Robert Alex Corchado. He is the suspect in the hit and run. He split the scene. As soon as he ran this car off the road, he himself took off in a truck, a silver truck, I believe. It's a Dodge Durango. And he forced this Solara convertible off the road. He splits. They find the car abandoned at a house in Winter Park. And according to eyewitnesses, the guy parked the truck and took off running. As of this hour, he's still a fugitive. They may have tracked him down by now, but I'm just saying as of where I sit and our look at the news, and we're late right now, so I got to get into a break, but he is still a fugitive. So we're going to be talking about, we'll keep you up to date on that. I don't know that I want to, you know.
It's just one big cluster bang, you know.
Yeah. We'll be right back. It's the world famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. We are live and mobile on TuneIn, live and mobile on our Listen Live line, and we are also a podcast, baby. So check it out. You know, download it, all that good shit.
Yes, the Phil Hendry Show. Download the podcast and all that good shit.
I'm Margaret Gray, inviting you to the 6th Annual Cluster Homes and Middle School Fiesta. I'm on the parent committee, and our young son, the Delmonico, did attend that school. I don't want to get into it. We withdrew him from the school. We didn't agree with some of the curriculum and some of the real weird asses, well, some of the people that ran the school. But I am still on the Fiesta committee. So we'd like all of you to be there at the middle school Fiesta there for the Cluster Home, which is named after Ron Cluster, who was the builder of the homes, and they eventually named the school after him. Never mind. Traces in the sand,
nuggets in my hand. Yeah, I call a school clusterfuck.
Ow, that hurt. Beware of a place,
a smile of a bright, shining face. This is the Phil Hendry Show, broadcasting from the El Pacifico in Southern California. We...
This is a great album, man. Is this a Metallica album, or what the hell is this? Would somebody please answer me?
Yes, it's a tribute to Ronnie James Dio.
Talk much? God damn, man. Ronnie James Dio, okay. And that's Metallica doing a Ronnie James Dio medley. Great, great, great record. Great stuff on that album. I have now, to be honest with you,
well, why shouldn't you say?
I don't know, but I am now a full-on metal fan. At one time in my life, I think throughout my life, I've liked heavy metal. You know, I didn't even know it was heavy metal. I mean, when Led Zeppelin came out, and bands that were particularly what we used to call hard, as in a hard dick.
That was completely unnecessary, Phil.
No, it wasn't. No, it's not. And as a matter of fact, we had a... I told the guys, I mentioned this on Twitter to a couple of Twitter pals. When I was at WSHE in Miami, back in the late 70s, we had a midday guy named Mike Judge. Not Mike Judge. Hold on. Mike Judge is the guy who started Beavis and Butthead and King of the Hill. Not you, Mike. Tommy Judge. Tommy Judge was our midday guy. And Tommy was a big, tall guy. Tommy was about 6 foot six, big, tall, long black hair. And he loved to use this phrase, she'll, because the station was WSHE. We called it she. She'll do this, she'll do that. She with a concert update, she with, you know, we used to do these 20-minute concert blocks. And Tommy used to say, she'll get it hard right after this break, you know.
What did that mean? They're going to play hard rock?
Yeah. In other words, you know, back then it meant AC/DC, it meant Humble Pie, it meant Led Zeppelin, it meant Black Sabbath, it meant what passed as, you know, she'll get it hard. It what passed as hard.
Well, did you call it hard rock? Isn't that what it was?
Yeah, hard rock. That's where the term hard rock came from. Then it just became heavy metal. And I'm not really sure who coined the phrase heavy metal. When Jeff Beck came out with the album Ola, Jeff Beck's second solo album was an album called Ola. And he had some seriously hard charge and hard rocking tunes on that album. And I think that was the first time I saw the term heavy metal or metal used in the liner notes. Someone had written that. I don't know. I could be wrong, man. But I remember a lot of the tracks on that album, and it was Jeff Beck just essentially turning it up and taking a cue from Led Zeppelin and rocking pretty hard on that album. Now, Jeff Beck's known for all kinds of guitar playing because he is one of the greatest that's ever, you know, graced the guitar stage. But I don't know what I'm saying now.
Yeah, I was waiting for you to just run out of gas on that because that was...
Well, do you know what I'm saying?
Not really, Phil. My music was... Can I... I just want to sing one. Do you remember... This is my era, and this is the music that I... Well, I'd like to get to know it. Do, do, do. Do you remember that?
Oh, yes. Spank It, right?
Yeah, that was a band called Spank Me and Our Gang.
I knew... You know, why did I even bring it up?
What's wrong? Spanky and Our Gang.
Yes, I knew these two would carve it up.
It was great. Well, no, that's true, though. It's called Spank It.
No, it's not called Spank It. The group was... God damn your hides.
Martin, take it easy, okay?
Well, they're doing it on purpose.
I know. Yeah, guys, are you doing that on purpose?
Phil, I swear... No, I recognize the song.
Yeah, my mom used to sing it. You know, I just know it's about a spank... Spank Me and Our Gang. That's what I thought it was. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong, okay? Sue me. But I thought it was Spank Me and Our Gang.
No, not Spank Me and Our Gang. Spanky and Our Gang. And it was a play on Spanky from the Our Gang series, which is a very early comedy series featuring little kids in the 30s. Hal Roach produced and directed these, or at least he produced them. The same guy that did Laurel and Hardy.
Well, I'm just saying, well, you don't need a whole history lesson, you know.
Yeah, you know, cut, you know, take a picture, man. It lasts longer.
I'm going to kick somebody's ass, I swear to God.
Well, you're laughing at that one, Phil.
You shouldn't laugh at it because it encourages it.
All right, Spanky and Our Gang did the song Like to Get to Know You.
Yes, Spanky and Our Gang, and I love their music. I'd like to get to know it. Doo-hoo-hoo.
Wait, Margaret, it was I'd like to get to know you, wasn't it?
No, you're always with the you and the you-woo.
No, he's not saying you. He's saying it is. I'd like to get to know you. I've got the song if you want to hear it.
Well, I'll take your word for it. So I'd like to get to know you. And they did another one because Sunday morning. Do, 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 do. All over you. You know, and I love those songs. What happened to her? I hear that, if I could just say this, Phil. I hear that Spanky McFarlane, wasn't that her name?
Well, I don't know what her real... Isn't that her name? Is her name Spanky McFarlane? That was the name of the guy that played Spanky.
What do you mean, Spanky? What, you're saying that with almost a glint in your eye. God damn you, don't you laugh at me, Phil.
I'm not. I'm saying Spanky, okay?
Yes, uh-huh. I'm waiting.
You talk about Spanky?
We know. She's talking about Spanky.
Don't do it, bud. I know you're trying to make Mr. Henry laugh. If you do, I will run you through and I will...
Yeah, I know. You'll kill yourself after. Spanky McFarlane. I don't know what her name is. I think it's Spanky.
You think it's Spanky? I'm sure. That's just coincidentally she's got the same name as that fat little... God, I so wish that someday a bolt of lightning would open all of your eyes to the beauty that I see in life.
Yes, Margaret. Of course.
Are you telling me that she named herself after that fat little tub of guts?
God, what a thing to say. You were just telling Mr. Henry not to be talking about the length of the dick on a, well...
This is very different, General. How dare you?
Yeah, you're talking about Spanky. Spanky McFarlane.
What about Spanky McFarlane, for Christ's sake? I said, listen to the language on me now. I'm beginning to fall into it just like the rest of you. Spanky, what is her name?
I don't know what her name is. I think it's Spanky McFarlane. I don't know. Maybe she legally changed it to that.
Well, I don't know what happened to her. My understanding is she got heavy and went lesbian. And there's nothing wrong with that. Don't laugh, bud.
I'm not laughing.
She got very heavy and she went to the Isle of Lesbos, as we say. She holds a passport, let's say, from both Lesbos and Bisexia, or what, I don't know. There's not even a country that's named that, is there?
What?
Phil, don't squint your eyes and look at me.
What do you mean, Bisexia? What is that?
Bisexual. She holds a passport.
I've heard of the Isle of Lesbos from Greek mythology. Is there a place called Bisexia?
No, I made it up.
Ah, what a lame thing to do. I'm gonna... Hey, get out! Ow! She grabbed my thigh.
No, I didn't.
He's going for my...
No, I was...
Ow!
There.
All right. So we've burned up a full half hour on bullshit. That's great. Fantastic.
Well, Phil, you said that you didn't have anything more to say about Malaysia 370.
I swear to God, some days I shouldn't get out of bed, man. Today was one of those days, too.
You didn't look good when you walked in here.
I didn't feel good. I felt like, in the words of the Village Fugs, I felt like homemade shit when I walked in here this morning, man. I'm telling you.
Who the Village Fugs, Lieutenant?
The Village Fugs. You don't know who the Village Fugs are? God damn, son, you gotta know. The Village Fugs were fantastic. Ed Sanders, who is a journalist and is a poet, he's a multi-talented, terrific guy. He wrote, in fact, probably the definitive book on the Manson family from the standpoint of collecting every single solitary bit of evidence, either real or rumored, conjecture. He has it all in this book called The Family, and he continues to add to it. And Barry Louise turned me onto it, and I read the whole thing in like 2 days. It was so fascinating. It has all of the demon and witchcraft rumors. It has all of the real stuff. He got to know the sheriffs involved, the police officers involved. It's a great journalistic effort, but it's not traditional journalism. You know, Ed Sanders is like Hunter Thompson and others. I wouldn't call him a gonzo journalist, but he's on the outside of the mainstream. But in the midst of all of that, Ed Sanders was also in a group called the Village Fugs out of New York City. And they were hysterical. I mean, they were fucking hysterical, man. They were like the mothers of invention of New York. So L.A. had the mothers. New York had the Village Fugs. And they were satirists, street theater. They had this guy, Thule Kupfenberg, or whatever. You know that guy, Margaret?
Yes, he did all those goofy dances on... Oh, he was a scream. Yeah, they were very interesting.
Yeah, and then they evolved into another band called the Holy Modal Rounders. I don't know what really what they did. The two groups actually kind of blend into each other. One song, you know, one band did the songs of the other, etc. But... And I don't know how long the Village Fugs actually were recording music, but you'd see these guys, they would turn up on, you know, they were being interviewed about the Vietnam War. They were being interviewed on the David Susskind show. They were on the street doing their music. They're at a love-in singing about how messed up hippies are. I mean, they were like Zappa, they were satirists of their own contemporaries. So they made fun of their fellows. They made fun of hippies. They made fun of beatniks. They made fun of the counterculture, just as they made fun of the culture. You know, they were equal opportunity wacky guys, but they were funnier than shit, man. But that was Ed Sanders, and they had one song that was called I Feel Like Homemade Shit.
That's very nice.
Yeah, and then there was another one called Kaka Raka, and I think it was Thule that sings this about he doesn't have a quarter for the pay toilet, so he shits his pants. And that's called what? That's called Kaka Raka.
That's pretty funny, Kaka Raka.
Yeah. And then there was another one called My Dirty Old Fucking Old Man. I don't know what that's about.
Oh, that's just charming. I'm sure they were... Even Frank Zappa never sunk to that level.
Oh, no, not much. No, not at all. Frank Zappa probably never named a song like that because Frank Zappa had a much more mainstream label. I don't know, the Village Fugs were on Verve, I think. They were on a bunch of different labels, and I don't know that any of these labels that they were on really much gave a shit about what it was they were naming their songs. They were great. Well, we'll bring in some Village Fugs here and play it for you tomorrow, if I remember. Please, somebody remind me. We'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And as I mentioned, we do have other news, and I mentioned what the other news is, and I'm not going to go over it again. Oh, Dave Castorini coming up next on the federal ban, on the ban of gay marriage in Utah, being taken up by the Supreme Court.
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. If you don't have a tune-in, then you should listen to it on TuneIn.
Ben Early here from Early's Used Cars. I know it's early to be thinking about a car for the summer months, but why not now at Ben Early's? Ben Early's Used Cars, located in Santa Barbara, and down the coast in Carpinteria, Ben Early's Used Cars. They're used, but sometimes that's a good thing. Ben Early's Used Cars. You don't know the asses we've had in Early's Used Cars.
A proud sponsor of the Phil Henry Show.
You missed the post.
I don't give a shit about
Dave Bagan here for Bagan Family Plumbing. Oh, wait, I'm Ben Early with Early's Used Cars. Sometimes I think I'm my brother-in-law. Well, whatever that was.
Yeah, I don't know who these people are that you let in here and do these commercials.
Hey, look, if they pay, they play. Yeah. All right, it is the world-famous Phil Henry Show here, the top of the hour. We are not going to have a Bobby Dooley podcast. Am I right in assuming that?
Yeah, Ms. Dooley's not going to be here because you're doing an AMA.
Oh, yeah, I forgot the AMA. We're doing an AMA today on Reddit at 1 p.m. Pacific. That's 1 p.m. Pacific. So if you are a Reddit fan, then are we still rolling? Yesterday we lost TuneIn. We didn't do anything. Our technical side of things was great, but apparently TuneIn went off the air or some bullshit. I don't know what that was. Hey, tune in. You can't be doing that, man. Now, it's one thing if I go off the air, I only affect me. You go off the air, and you're affecting all kind of shit. So don't be fucking with me, man. It's my living. Huh? Seriously, we ought to get some kind of a... Oh, it doesn't cost us anything to be on TuneIn? Never mind, TuneIn.
Hey, boy, the guy finally figured that one out.
Thank you. All right, we are going to bring on the line here Dave Castorini, the Reverend, who is a part of the youth ministries in Phoenix, Arizona, in Scottsdale, Arizona, as a matter of fact. Dave Castorini, Youth Ministries, is going to be joining us here, and he'll be talking with us about the same-sex marriage ban in Utah. Now, this is being taken up by the Supreme Court, and I know that we've had some interesting conversations over the many months, Dave, with you on this issue. You have you've got a very unusual ministry.
Phil, I like to think that we have a ministry that speaks to a great many people. I don't think that we have an unusual ministry from the standpoint of our belief in Jesus Christ and the Gospels according to Jesus Christ. I like to think we don't have an unusual ministry when it comes to bringing people to Jesus.
But your ministry does use sex.
Our ministry does not use sex, no. That's a misnomer.
Well, wait a minute. Dave, Reverend Castorini, yes, it does. You've been on this program many times.
Well, I've been on the program many times saying that I use sex to keep myself a heterosexual. I use sex to keep myself ensconced in God's will for me. That's how I use sex. I must use sex to keep myself ensconced in God's will for me. And I think that everyone, in order to avoid the curse and the black sin of homosexuality, must immerse themselves in the heterosexual way. What is called in the parlance of our ministry, Route 1, but it is God's will.
Wait, you call it what?
In the parlance of the Dave Castorini ministry, to go up Route 1. That is to take the highway that's my way, is Route 1, and that is the heterosexual way.
What do you mean, Route 1? What is that? I missed something there.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
I'd be happy to repeat it, Phil, should I?
You're not hearing what he's saying? He said that Route 1 is a label that you've put on heterosexual sex.
Route 1 is heterosexual, yeah. But take the highway take my way, that's the highway that's the best. And that's a quote from the song Route 66. That's a secular song. And understand that we don't use traditional secular music in our ministry, but we do lift lyrics from certain songs. One of the songs I think everyone recognizes, Flintstones Meet the Flintstones. They're a happy family. They're a heterosexual family is what they are. And I think people have danced around that long enough.
There's never been any question about that. What are you talking about? This almost sounds like a joke.
No, it's not a joke. It does sound like a joke, but we use this. We're deadly serious, Phil, in the way that we use a heterosexual imprinting so that we don't become that which is an abomination, as the Bible tells us, before God and man, and that is when one man lays down next to another man. And the Bible does not tell us in explicit terms, but when a man lays down with another man and turns and looks into that man's eyes, the Bible doesn't tell us that those men are laying down in just their underwear. The Bible doesn't tell us that those men are laying down, forgive me, both of them in boxer briefs with erections. The Bible doesn't tell us this, but we obviously assume this. We obviously assume this. So that's why we take the Bible's words, God's words, and we give it an interpretation that helps us avoid the sin. And
all right, so in other words, what you do is you take God's words, which is that man laying with man is an abomination, and you apply to that Route 1, the highway that's my way. In other words, you are...
You're quoting Route 66.
I'm quoting Route 66, the song.
Well, I want to follow up here. Oh, go ahead, bud. You had a question?
Yeah, well, I mean, like Mr. Henry said, it sounds like it's a joke or something like you're...
Yeah, you're trying to clown people?
No, I'm not trying to clown people. I'm trying to speak the language. I'm trying to speak the language. As Phil said, and you could almost make this a theme of your show today, Phil, how speaking the language can communicate with other people. But at the same time, how not speaking the language cannot communicate with other people, as I've heard you today, Phil, fail, and I think you'd agree, you have failed in many ways to do that.
I've had a tough day, there's no question, communicating. I want to get back to this, what you said about immersing yourself in heterosexuality to avoid the sin of homosexuality. But you're a minister of God, you're a pastor, and yet you're out there promoting, through these prayer counselors, extramarital sex, premarital sex.
No, I don't think that that's the case. I don't think that's the case. We have never tried to indoctrinate any non-married people into the Castorini way. Route 1 is a road that is reserved. I'm sorry, Phil. I take an antidepressant, and I haven't. Excuse me. Thank you. I take an antidepressant, Phil. I take Adderall, and I have not taken Adderall this morning, and it causes me. Sometimes I have a stutter step mentally. I don't know if you know what I mean.
No, I understand what you're saying, Reverend, because I know several friends of mine that have a difficult time. It's almost as if the motor sensory part of the brain doesn't get up to speed.
that is pretty close to it, yeah. So I have a hard time with certain where we will reserve it to. We reserve it.
What? Okay, can I help you with anything?
I'm trying to say the word.
Trying to say reserve.
Okay, so the Route 1 is not reserved for non-married people.
That is correct. Route 1 is only reserved for. Route 1 is only reserved for. I need my Adderall, please. If we have to get Dr. Fleming in here to just. If I've got to shoot it up, that's right. And I say that, Phil, with love of God in my heart. But if I've got to. If I've got a fix, I got to do what I got to do. I'm sure you understand.
No, I don't. What do you mean fix?
I got to get that Adderall into me or something similar to that. Anybody got a pipe? You don't have a pipe?
Okay. What do you mean pipe?
Well, I'm trying to get. I take Adderall.
Are you smoking crack cocaine?
No, I am not. Jesus. No, I'm not, ma'am. I'm trying to get a stimulant into me. Dr. Fleming's not here with my Adderall. I was either going to have to fix up, or if anybody here's got a pipe, no? All right, I'm going to have to. One of the young people here has a very, very small amount of some crystal, all right? So just hold on for a second and don't start.
Are you snorting methamphetamine?
I need to get myself to a certain level. See what's happening to me? Do you see the things that are happening to me?
Why don't you hang up and get Dr. Fleming and get your Adderall into you and then get back on the line with us?
I will rather do that.
Say that again?
You're right. I will rather do that.
Well, he's Elmer Fudding now, and
yeah, I just heard that. You're Fudding on us.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
It's a technical broadcast term, when you FUD.
No, it's not a technical broadcast term, but there is something that's happening with your speech that we think you need to attend to.
Oh, well, go well, well, well.
All right, see you later.
Goodbye.
Why do you think that's funny? I see you, ladies and gentlemen. Phil Henry is over here going.
God, it sounded like you farted.
I beg your pardon. Hey.
Margaret, hold on, huh?
God, I want to hurt him.
Yeah, you missed me. Ow. She grabbed my balls.
I did not. If he says that one more time, Phil, I'm walking out of the studio forever. I don't care what you do. Sue me. Sue me to the ends of the earth. I don't care.
Bud, she's right. Every time that there is this confrontation between you guys, then you go, ow, my balls, or something like that, it is unnecessarily scurrilous and scandalous and bullshit-like, okay? Bullshittic, I think, is the term.
Yes, I would use that word, even though it doesn't exist. But
yeah. All right, Reverend Pastorini, or Castorini. Pastorini was a quarterback with the Houston Oilers and the Oakland Raiders.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
So Dave Pastorini.
No, Dan Pastorini. All right. Federal court to consider Utah ban on same-sex marriage in a case pitting arguments about the freedom to love against a conservative state's right to limit marriage to one man and one woman, a conservative state's right to limit human rights, a conservative state's right to run roughshod over human beings. That's Utah. That's the way they've been ever since that Brigham Young. Shoot.
Boy, Phil, you gonna start to bawl like a bitch?
Yeah, nothing.
What's wrong with you?
Nothing. I just got done reading about the whole, the massacre there in Utah during the Buchanan administration and how James Buchanan, and one of the only good things he ever did as a president, no, I shouldn't say only good thing, the only smart thing James Buchanan did as a president, which was to send the federal troops into Utah and to kick Brigham Young's ass back into the Mormon tabernacle there. Now, how it was that James Buchanan had no problem sending federal troops to Utah to put down the Mormons and to lift up U.S. Sovereignty in that territory, and yet when it came time to defend the United States of America against the secessionists, he was all, chicken shit. you know.
Well, that's very interesting, Mr. Henry. Nobody understand a thing you just said.
Yeah, that is way past the ability of the average man to understand, Phil.
You know what I'm saying, Phil?
No, I understand that. But here's my thinking on that. I know that most people know what the hell I'm talking about. And I'm not going to put them down for that. Doesn't mean they're stupid. I'm just talking about something that's interesting to me. If people think it's cool, great, they can listen. If they don't, then they don't have to listen. See?
I thought you want as many listeners as you can get.
You want as many listeners as you can get being authentic. You don't want as many listeners as you can get being a phony, baloney, bullshit artist, okay? And a lot of people might say that I am a bullshit artist because I use theater in my presentation. Aha! I believe that they're wrong. Now, I think it was in the commentaries by Caesar.
Well, you come on, Phil.
Oh, sorry. This is the Utah ban on the whole thing. We'll be back with more on the Phil Henry Show. We have just a few minutes left in the program. We have no Bobby Dooley podcast today. We do have an AMA at 1 p.m. Pacific, an AMA. Sorry.
What a jackass. What's up with him anyway?
Phil, are you feeling all right?
I'm fine. We do have an AMA at 1 o'clock on Reddit, so check us out on Reddit. AMA means ask me anything, and that's exactly what you can do, whether I answered or not. You know.
Oh, yeah, that's a jip, man. Do that.
I'm not going to answer every question. You can't answer every question. All right, so we'll be back with that. Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com.
This is the Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico.
I'm Margaret Gray.
Nothing like Perkins to give you that lift you need. Perkins. It's a new malt liquor with a little extra something. Perkins, available in liquor stores all over the place.
How many times have you said the words, excuse me, but how many times have you said the words, fuck it? Well, now when you say fuck it, you'll get the fastest, most efficient appliance repair in all of the United States. Fuck It Appliance Repair is in business now with a 1-800 line directly to Chicago, the central main complex, out of which they send, like those flying monkeys in Oz, repair people all over the country. They are the Fuck It Men, and they'll be in your town soon. Call Fuck It Appliance Repair. And let's send those flying apes, as frightening as that sounds, let's send them out to our homes and to our condominiums and to our duplexes and to our suites and to our estates and have them fix something for a change instead of fuck it up. Fuck It Appliance Repair with the flying monkey logo. The Lobo was their old logo. That's a wolf.
What?
So the Lobo is a wolf.
I don't know. All I know is you took a commercial message and carved it a new ass.
No, I didn't.
You guys could argue about that later, you know.
Well, it sounds to me like that's exactly what she did. She carved it a new ass.
I wish you wouldn't use that term, carved it a new ass. I ad-libbed a little bit, all right?
All right. We do hope that Dave Castorini is better. I don't know what's going on there with Dave. He's a good man, but he apparently needs Adderall. And that, if you know anything about Adderall, you know that it is an upper, the best way to put it. It's a antidepressant. But it is used as a stimulant, and there are a great, I almost did it myself, a great many. There are a great many people that use it. It has also become a very popular street drug, unfortunately, and as the result of that, I think a lot of bad habits die hard.
Yeah, it sounds to me like that's probably where he got on the street on account of he wanted to do it up.
Didn't say I want to do up Adderall.
Yeah, he did. He said as soon as he got his Adderall, he was going to mainline that shit. So, excuse my language.
Oh, aren't you just... God, you're so good to me.
Sorry. All right, so we have Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police joining us now here on our Newsmaker line. Jay, at North Carolina, what an interesting story. Let me grab my glasses here. What an interesting story. A North Carolina kidnap victim targeted because his daughter is a prosecutor. Have you any experience as a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police? I know that the auxiliary police there, you're not exactly the an official police agency, although you have your arguments about that.
Yeah, well, Phil, look, I don't want to argue with you or anybody else about it, but I want to tell you something. As a member of Citizens Auxiliary Police, we are constitutionally protected to make a constitutional citizen's arrest. That's constitutional. That's in a book. You can take a look at it, and you can love on it till a live long day, and it's never going to change. Now, this is a North Carolina man. He is safe and sound. I don't think you mentioned that.
You did not. So the man is all right.
The man is all right. It was a five-day ordeal for this poor man. It was a kidnapping, and he was targeted because of his daughter's work as a prosecutor, according to the FBI. Now, all praise, Phil, is due here today to the FBI hostage rescue team. They rescued Frank Arthur Jansen, 63, from the Newtown Circle apartment complex in southeast Atlanta. And he was rescued about 11:55 on Wednesday night. That'll be Eastern time.
Okay, so the FBI went in with a hostage rescue team.
That is exactly correct. That is exactly correct. And they went in with a rescue team, and I don't know, you know, if you are in law enforcement, as I am, Phil, because we're all front lines of law enforcement. We're trying to save law. Excuse me. We're trying to save law lives. And
You swallow your L's a lot, Jay, and I was just wondering.
Talk a bit, Ms. Gray. I'd love to get into a whole discussion of Reverend Castorini, how he went Elmer Fudd, but I don't have time, okay? We're talking.
Well, excuse me. I noticed you went, you're choking, and it's very obvious.
I think it's only obvious when you bring it up. And I would direct Mr. Henry, please have you just put a sock in it.
No, Mr. Henry doesn't direct me to do anything, thank you.
Look, Jay, can we keep this friendly?
All right. But she's always bringing that up. Every time I'm on your program, she's always talking about how the fact that I do swallow my L's. And I do. It's a very typical Western Pennsylvania or more thing to do. Jesus.
All right, so continue.
I was going to say, those of us that are on the front lines of law enforcement...
Why do you insist on saying the word?
Excuse me, ma'am, but I am in. Shit. I am in law enforcement, okay? And I don't think you have the right to tell me what I'm not.
I'm not telling you that you're not in law enforcement, but you should have someone else say it for you, that's all.
All right. Are we all done with this because we want to continue?
Sorry.
All right, thank you, Phil. Those of us that are on the front line...
I know, law enforcement.
Yes. We look at something like this with a little bit of envy, Phil, and I'll tell you. To swoop in like the FBI hostage team did last night in this apartment where this poor man's being held must have been exciting, must have been just so exciting. And they swooped in and kicked down a door and say, FBI, you're under arrest. You know, and then they swooped the guy up, and they, I guess...
And then they swooped out.
Yeah, are you making fun of me?
No, I'm not making fun of you. I'd like to know the specifics, though, of this case, of the operation. Did they arrest anybody?
Well, all right, I was getting to that. I just wanted you to know that how they did it. But the FBI hostage rescue team, they rescued Frank Arthur Jansen, 63, from the Newtown Circle apartment complex in southeast Atlanta at 11:55 on Wednesday, according to FBI spokesman Shelley Lynch. John Strong, special agent in charge of the FBI Charlotte Division, said Frank Jansen's family received specific demands that were for the benefit of an inmate who was prosecuted by Jansen's daughter and is serving a life sentence. So he spent five nights in the hands of very dangerous people, according to Agent Strong. We can only imagine the uncertainty, the confusion, and the fear that he experienced. The mysterious five-day kidnapping ordeal came to an end just before midnight when an elite FBI team stormed into an apartment complex where Jansen was being held. Three men and two women, ranging in age from 20 to 29, were arrested during the raid and faced federal kidnapping charges. Several residents told Associated Press they heard a loud boom overnight in a complex which is located next door to a federal penitentiary. And the two doors of unit authorities apparently stormed, lay in the courtyard this morning looking mangled and charred and all butchered up. So how about that? And, oh, Jansen, who was reported missing from his upscale neighborhood in Wake Forest, North Carolina on April 5th, is receiving medical care and has been reunited with his family. The FBI Hoshi Rescue Team, which conducted the rescue, is described on its website as a national-level counterterrorism unit that responds to the most urgent and complex FBI cases in the U.S. and abroad.
Wow. So I imagine that these guys now, they're going to be the subject of a TV pilot.
I was just about to say, they've got the SEAL team, and now this.
I would say, Phil, that the FBI hostage rescue team did a superb job last night of swooping in. They bloated up.
What do you mean they swooped in and bloated up? What is with swoop? I'm trying to figure out here. Santos.
Look, General, you know, you're on the front lines of law enforcement, too. You got to have respect for another guy like me.
No, I'm not a law. I'm a retired United States Army general. I've got nothing to do with law enforcement. I have to do with national defense.
Wouldn't you say that in your experience, you swooped in?
What is it with swoop in? I never swooped in anywhere. I'm beginning to feel I'm feeling attacked by that.
Oh, sir, I'm trying to compliment you.
Yeah, but you say the guy swoops in, it sounds like he's all, woo, you know?
Oh, shit, are you thinking I'm calling you a fairy? I'm not saying you fairy. I would never say you fairy.
What do you mean, you fairy? What are we, is this all of a sudden Tarzan's hometown? Why don't you speak in a language that can be understood? I said that I wanted to know that what you say swoop, nobody swoops in. I'll tell you this much that I do know from special forces and special operations. You don't swoop in. You go in using a tactical approach
and a tactical battle plan. God damn it, my voice.
Yeah, if you're going to talk about military stuff.
Yeah, check that out. You think you're all military, and I'm Jay Santos making fun of me, and you're all getting squeak voice.
Let me tell you something, Santos. I would much rather sound like this than sound like some Tom Brokaw, broke-jawed, swallow-your-L- lily-livered jive-ass. I gotta go get some you-woo or something. I don't know what we got.
Don't have no more you-woo. Got some you-moo.
I said I don't want the you-moo. I don't know how many times I gotta tell you that. I'm gonna go out here.
All right, Jay, I will say this, that I think you're absolutely right. It's a very exciting thing to see a law enforcement perform at such a high level, at such a proficient level, which doesn't detract from the great job that every single police officer does every day, all the great cops out there, and we ought to mention them more.
Well, I think so, Phil. Of course, what we do with the Citizens Auxiliary Police, I don't feel, and I don't want to be talking about myself like I think what I do in the morning doesn't smell bad, but...
Why do you have to put it that way? What a silly thing to say.
Can I finish what I want to say, Phil?
Yes, go ahead, please, Margaret.
I was just going to say, what we do in the Citizens Auxiliary Police is like Special Forces Operation. Now, you know, we're very down low. We have pith helmet. Yes, of course we are uniform, but we do have different operations.
Well, what operations do you guys perform?
Oh, okay, so you're going to start... What about flare drop, you know?
The flare drop isn't a special operation. That's dropping flares and what do you call it?
It's dropping flares and coning the traffic down. Get traffic into a cone so we can check to see if there are any overweight women that are driving SUVs, so we can check and make sure that people are not buying too many jock straps, so we can check and make sure that underage girls aren't buying a little bikini, so we can check and make sure a VCR tape is rewounded. A lot of different things we do on a flare drop. What's with you? Also, we try and keep people...
There's nothing with me, thank you.
Well, I mean, we try and keep people from speeding, but we have to get ahead of them to get the flare drop. That's one I'll never live down.
Yeah, I can understand.
I can hear you laughing, Mr. Harriet.
Well, I'm laughing a little bit. They did a flare drop to catch a speeder, but every time they got...
Thank you very much.
You got everybody hanging up on you again. Yesterday, I think you had a very good morning for that.
I don't know. I've lost track. They did a flare drop, And every time they tried to catch a speeder with a flare drop, but every time they stopped and got out to try to break the flares and drop the flares, the guy would speed past them. So then they'd...
I remember this. And that jackass he had with him, that sub-commander Gleason, was sucking on an all-day lollipop, right?
Something like that, yeah. And so he'd get out, and they'd break the flares again.
Jay Santos on the phone. He's all pissed off.
Oh, shit. Jay, it was a very funny story, is all.
Yes, I'm Bill. A lot of people put their life on the line for you. A lot of people put their life on the line for you. Law enforcement. And here you are laughing at me and making me look like a...
God, man, that guy is in trouble, you know?
Why can't you get some guests that don't have speech impediments or glottal paralysis? That's what it sounds like to me. I'm very familiar with glottal paralysis.
Yeah, I'll bet you are.
Wait a minute. Hey, General, apologize.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Margaret. I shouldn't have said that.
Because I won't raise my hand to an old man. But I'll tell you...
This old man, lady, let me tell you what...
Hey, break it up. That was bad of you to say.
I'm familiar with glottal paralysis. Maybe I am, and maybe I am for the reasons that you gave, because I'm not a dishonest person. All right? And believe me when I tell you, before I married Frank, I had to deal with a little bit of glottal paralysis, and the way I dealt with it was with brandy. Well, never mind.
I don't want to hear about how...
Well, you talking to Miss Gray about how you're glottal paralyzed or something?
My glottal paralyzed. Oh, gee.
No, she's talking... Never mind what she's talking about. We'll be back tomorrow. Bobby Dooley's podcast will be back tomorrow. We're going to get set for our AMA at 1 o'clock, which will be at Reddit. We're very excited about it. This will be our third one. We always have a good time talking to all of you guys about all of it. And so check it out at Reddit, 1 p.m. Pacific time. That's 1 p.m. Pacific time, be 4 p.m. on the East Coast for the AMA with Phil Henry on Reddit. And until then, sports fans, have yourselves a beautiful, beautiful day. Don't forget that the podcast for this show drops within the hour or so, hour and a half. And by all means, spread the word about the new Phil Henry Show on TuneIn, mobile on TuneIn, mobile on our Listen Live line at philhenryshow.com, and of course our podcast on iTunes and SoundCloud, all that shit, you know.
The Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on the glottal,
on the Sideshow Network.
On the Sideshow Network.
I already did that.
Oh.
Yeah. The Phil Henry Show has been brought to you by Percodit, which is a brand new malt liquor available now in the easy 12-pack carrying case. And by Fuck It Plumbing, now with national locations in Chicago, sending their repair people out like flying monkeys in Oz. And as always, B&B Construction and Ted's of Beverly Hills and the new takeout service, Ted's of Beverly Hill. Jesus.